health concerns for one of the top stars in Japan. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Kota Ibushi's status for the main event of New Japan's Wrestle Grand Slam show in Tokyo Dome on Sunday is in doubt. New Japan announced early Wednesday that Ibushi was diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia. It also clarified that this illness is not related to a recent COVID-19 vaccination that Ibushi received. He's been pulled from all New Japan events through July 24th. The Dome show is on Sunday the 25th. Ibushi is set to challenge Shingo Takagi for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. New Japan is promising an update on Ibushi's status before then. The next stop on New Japan's Summer Struggle Tour is on Thursday, with two singles matches topping the card, Tetsuya Naito vs. Taichi and Sonata vs. Zack Sabre Jr. Two new matches are announced for New Japan's Resurgence show in Los Angeles on August 14th. Carl Fredericks versus Alex Coughlin, and a six-man tag, Fred Rosser, Rocky Romero, and Wheeler Yuta versus TJP, Clark Connors, and Ren Narita.
AEW.
AEW Dynamite is live tonight in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's Fighter Fest Night 2. There's a new match just announced last night, Darby Allin versus the aforementioned Wheeler Yuta. Allin will have Sting in his corner. Yuta will have Orange Cassidy in his, as Yuta's alliance with the Best Friends takes shape. Speaking of Orange Cassidy, he'll have a match of his own tonight against The Blade. Dr. Britt Baker defends the AEW Women's Championship tonight against Nyla Rose. Jon Moxley puts the IWGP United States Championship on the line against Lance Archer in a Texas death match. Chris Jericho begins his quest to fight his way through the Pinnacle to get to a match against MJF. Tonight, it's Jericho versus Sean Spears, with the stipulation that Spears can use a steel chair, but Jericho cannot. Also tonight, Frankie Kazarian versus Doc Gallows. On last night's Dark, the Bunny rolled up and pinned Big Swole with a handful of tights after Diamante kicked Swole in the head while the referee's back was turned. The Acclaimed and Private Party beat the Varsity Blondes and Dark Order's Allen 5 Angels in 10. Angels took the pin after taking Private Party's Gin and Juice and Max Caster's Top Rope Elbow Drop. The Acclaimed were talking trash on the Blondes after the match. That feud is far from over. In an interview with Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts said he recently signed a new 2-year contract extension with AEW.
WWE.
Samoa Joe spent last night's episode of NXT looking for the NXT champion, Karrion Kross. Joe is still upset about Kross choking him out at the end of last week's show. There was virtually no mention last night of Kross's Raw debut on Monday night, where he was pinned by Jeff Hardy in less than 2 minutes. Kross finally showed up at the very end of last night's NXT, standing over an unconscious GM William Regal in the parking lot. Kross sped away as Joe could only watch. Raquel Gonzalez is still the NXT Women's Champion. She beat Xia Li in last night's main event. The rest of Tian Sha were not on hand to back up Li. Xia Li appeared to be injured by a corner splash by Gonzalez. The match was stopped while the medical staff checked on her. After a minute or so, they allowed the match to continue, and Gonzalez quickly put Li away with a choke bomb for the pin. Odyssey Jones beat Andre Chase to advance in the NXT Breakout Tournament. Drake Maverick got an upset roll-up win over LA Knight after Maverick pushed Knight into the Million Dollar Championship being held by Knight's butler, Cameron Grimes. Grimes was quite pleased with the result until Knight ordered him to punch Maverick in the face, which he did. Kyle O'Reilly submitted Austin Theory. Cruiserweight champion Kushida and Bobby Fish beat the Diamond Mines, Roderick Strong, and Tyler Rust. Kushida forced Rust to tap out to the hoverboard lock. We got the official announcement that NXT TakeOver 36 will happen on Sunday, August 22nd, the day after SummerSlam. On last night's NWA Power, the groundwork was laid for the upcoming Champions Series tournament. This will be a team competition, with the captains all being current champions in the NWA. They drafted their teams last night. The tournament begins next Tuesday. The future of the GHC Tag Team titles will be decided at Pro Wrestling Noah's show on Thursday. The former champs Masakita Miya and Katsuhiko Nakajima recently battled in a hair versus hair steel cage match. Safe to assume they're not going to be patching things up anytime soon. So they each found a new partner to compete in this match for the tag titles. It's going to be Masakita Miya and Kato Kiyomiya versus Katsuhiko Nakajima and Manabu Soya. Also on Thursday, All Japan has a big show with Jake Lee defending the Triple Crown Championship for the first time against Shitaru Ashino. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, July 21st. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.